USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In an in-person roll call vote, Republicans officially renominated President Trump to represent their party on the ballot November 3rd in the presidential election.
I humbly and gratefully accept your nomination for the presidency of the United States.
The vote was a mere formality as Trump ran virtually unopposed, winning every GOP delegate except for one in Iowa that went to former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld. The president also reminded the country that he will be running as the law and order candidate.
But we will also be a country of law and order. The crime and violence that today afflicts our nation will soon, and I mean very soon, come to an end.
The Republican National Convention runs through Thursday, and the president will give his formal speech Thursday night. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former New York Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver, once the most powerful politician in the state, started his prison sentence after years of fending off going behind bars. He was sentenced earlier this year to 6.5 years behind bars in a corruption case. The Democrat was ousted as Speaker in 2015 and convicted later that year, but appeals continuously kept him out of prison. The man who gunned down John Lennon outside his Manhattan apartment in 1980 has been denied parole for an 11th time. Mark David Chapman was denied after being interviewed by the parole board. Chapman, now age 65, is serving a 20-years-to-life sentence at Wendy Correctional Facility east of Buffalo. Chapman shot and killed the former Beatle on the night of December 8, 1980. Hours after Lennon autographed an album for him, he has previously said that he feels more and more shame each year for the crime. Chapman's next parole hearing is scheduled for August 2022. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
NBA players are expected to return to the floor this weekend, a day after teams walked out in support of protests against police brutality following the shooting of Jacob Blake in Wisconsin. The NBA announced that all three playoff games scheduled for yesterday and today would be called off before the action is expected to resume tomorrow or Saturday. The league and its players were still hammering out final details of the latest restart, according to a statement by Executive Vice President of the NBA, Mike Bass. Major League Baseball games, WNBA contest, and Major League Soccer matches have also been called off. Hillary Clinton is predicting that Donald Trump's re-election effort will be messy and that the former Democratic candidate has some advice for Joe Biden. If the race is close, do not concede.
You know, Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances because I think this is going to drag out, and eventually I do believe he will win if we don't give an inch and if we are as focused and relentless as the other side is.
Speaking with Jennifer Palmieri on Showtime's The Circus, Clinton said Trump would likely try to take the election by going after absentee voting. She continues to emphasize that even a small margin of votes can have major consequences, looking back to her experience winning the popular vote but still losing in the Electoral College. Democrats, she said, should be ready to fight the results at all costs. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.